Welcome to this page about disaster risk reduction. It's a key concept in relief work and is based on an understanding of the risks facing a community. A community is at risk if there is a local hazard, for example, a river prone to flooding. The community is exposed to the hazard, for example, there are no flood defences. The community is vulnerable, for example, there are houses in the floodplain where very poor people live who can't escape. The first step in disaster risk reduction is knowing the risks facing your community. What is the link between poverty and local disasters? What risks are caused by people, like lack of infrastructure, conflict, or bad governance? What risks to your community are caused by nature? Are you affected by climate change? Are you affected by climate change? Can you adapt to it? Then you can plan how to prepare, for example, by deciding how your church could provide leadership, providing training, establishing early warning systems, and working with agencies. And to be effective, you will need to mobilise the community by using local expertise and knowledge, mapping local resources, human and material, including everyone, women, the elderly, people with disabilities, and minorities, and learning lessons from the past. The Anglican Alliance is working with partner Anglican agencies on a toolkit to help you with disaster risk reduction. And at a local level, we're developing user-friendly resources. There's lots more information about disaster risk reduction in the downloads on this page.